Good morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Leung from the Museums of Sonoma County. Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
Medieval to metal, the art and evolution of the guitar. I can hear the ears pricking up all over Sonoma County, hearing that that is the show that is coming to the museum. Well, it starts on the 29th, right?
Starts on the 28th.
28th, okay.
Well, it's with the opening reception that we have from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's an absolutely stunning exhibition. When you walk in, all the guitars are absolutely beautiful. And
talk about it a little bit. What will people see?
Well, because it is the title Medieval to Metal, we start off with the oud and vihuela. There's all these older instruments that gave rise to the eventual modern guitar. Uh-huh. And, of course, we have a lot of examples of new guitars. Fender Stratocaster, and you've got the Gibson Les Paul guitar.
Right. Uh-huh.
So there's all these wonderful examples of guitars there that everybody can learn a lot about.
Well, that brings up an odd point, and that is that one of these precious guitars, as you told me before we began the interview, has gone missing.
Yes, and we're really, really upset about it. It's the air guitar. It's gone missing, and I don't know whether it went missing in the shipping or what happened, but we just don't happen to have the air guitar in the exhibition.
No air guitar.
No, I mean, there's a spot for it.
Uh-huh.
So this would be great. We really want to make an appeal to the public to go, if they know of anything or can help us find our air guitar, to come to the museum and bring our air guitar back. If they want to come to the museum and lend us their air guitar.
There, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because, you know, we can, the air guitars are great. We can, you know, we can actually show as many air guitars as possible.
Maybe the person who lends their air guitar could also lend their air guitar expertise.
Yes, we would love to see them play the air guitar. That would be wonderful if they come in, yes.
This is really quite a valuable exhibit, isn't it?
Yes, it comes from the National Guitar Museum, and they actually do not have a spot yet, but it has it's a traveling exhibition, and they are doing this so that they're going from city to city, and eventually they'll settle on a place to put their actual bricks and mortar building.
Right. Will there be times during the course of the show? What are the days? Oh, it's okay. So it's May 28th to September 5th, a nice long show.
Yes.
Will there be times that you will feature playing some of these instruments, people coming in and giving examples of what the sounds are that come out of them?
For one thing, for visitors, there are two Fenders that we have out for them to play if they want to and enjoy playing a guitar. We will also have, as part of the exhibit, some local guitars that are by local luthiers that we're showing.
Okay.
And these are beautiful handmade guitars, a lot of them. They are really, really something to look at. We do have several programs coming up. On the 30th of June, I have a program with all the local luthiers that we've asked to come and have a conversation about making the perfect guitar, as you might say, or the guitar of what they're imagining is going to have the best sound. And then we've got guitar players coming in on July 7th and July 21st.
Great.
And they'll be talking about playing guitars and, you know, as well as maybe performing a little bit.
Fantastic. What a great show. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Roland.
Let's tell people once again that this is Medieval to Metal, the Art and Evolution of the Guitar, at the Museums of Sonoma County, the 28th through the 4th of September. For information, the number's 579-1500, online, museumsc.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.